This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, hope everybody had a great weekend. We usually... You know, I start off the show. It's kind of what you do. What is it? You can always talk about the weather, they say, right? That's kind of the saying. There's a saying like that. You can always talk about the weather. And it's kind of true. It goes for me when I get on the radio sometimes. It's like, well, the weather. Well, when it's like this, when it has been like this, it makes it easier to talk about the weather. It was, again, another like really chilly weekend. Had baseball this weekend. I know a lot of you remember the previous weekend, Memorial Day. It was like, oh, man, a lot of rainouts. There was all that the drizzle and rain and had tournaments. A lot of people said they had canceled and or they sat out there and watched in the, you know, drizzling lacrosse too, the, you know, playoffs. It was the NCAA, you know, tournament, the ending, obviously the same weekend as the Bandits, but youth lacrosse, anything. This weekend, a little similar. I mean, actually, I didn't think it was going to rain, but it started to drizzle a little bit yesterday. Saturday and Sunday, had some baseball to watch for the kid, and it was like 50 degrees on Saturday, 55 on Sunday, not too bad. Now it's going to start to get a little bit warmer. So I'll take it. I do remember every year, the Jim Kelly Celebrity Golf Classic used to be the Monday following Memorial Day. It's no longer, it's now in August. It's shifted to August a couple years ago. But it used to be the Monday following Memorial Day. And for some reason, like every year, it just seemed like that day was not the best weather. And we'd go out there and be like, man, it's chilly out here. It's already weekend after Memorial Day. So that was this past weekend. It's now, right? That was now. It would be today, generally, if it was on the same schedule. And so I do know it's not like uncommon for this time of year and this week to not be the best. But you look at the long range, you're like, okay, let's get back into it. We need warmer weather. We need to feel good again about ourselves getting outside, enjoying the weather, because we know that, you know, summer is fleeting sometimes in Western New York when it gets a little bit later. And I think a sure sign of, you know, getting through the summer is OTAs and mini camp and then training camp at St. John Fisher at the end of July kind of tells you, okay, we're all done now. We always ask every year, same kind of question. When is the end of summer for you in Buffalo? Is it when training camp opens? Is it the Erie County Fair? When is it? So I think once we get to training camp, though, even though there's some nice hot weather, it's like, okay, full steam ahead, football's here, that means it's the fall. And then just a few weeks later, you have preseason games. I mean, you really think about it, man, when is the Hall of Fame game is going to be, here's some news here, just came out. KeyBank Center is going to host the 2025 Rivalry Series game between USA and Canada. Did you see this? Evan, Sal Capaccio, by the way, with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Good Monday morning to you. Evan DiPasquale is producing. And Evan, did you see this news here?
Yeah, I saw that. I was just scrolling through Twitter or X. I still call it Twitter. And that the KeyBank Center will be hosting USA Canada. Now, is this is for women's hockey? Well, still,
there you go. Okay. U.S. Women's National Team will face the Canadian Women's National Team on November 8th. So there you go. All right, that's pretty cool. That's an incredible rivalry, by the way. So we'll talk more about that. I do want to talk about the Sabres today and the moves that they made. This news just came across because I saw the alert and I wanted to get to it. So we'll talk more about that as well. Paul Hamilton will join me here at 11 a.m. and we'll talk more about that. And Sabres moves, including now the Sabres hiring two people to help Kevin Adams to be by his side. However you want to phrase it, talk about it. This is, I think, you know, a pretty big statement about, you know, what Terry Pegula and the organization feels they need around Kevin Adams and with Kevin Adams, and also that they still have Kevin Adams. And that doesn't sit well with a lot of you. And I understand that. There were a lot of questions whether or not he would remain in the general manager position. He is remaining in the general manager position. But now, Eric Staal has been hired as an assistant to him. And now you have a hire in Jarmo Kekalainen, formerly of the Columbus Blue Jackets, was their GM. He will now be the team's senior advisor for the Sabres. So you're basically surrounding Kevin Adams with people to help Kevin Adams in one way or another. One younger, one older. And the way I envision this, and I want to ask you your thoughts on this in a minute. The way I envision this is Eric Staal is basically going to be kind of like a liaison with the players and help out from the player side and looking at and maybe even trying to recruit players. Come to Buffalo. Why would you want to do that, right? Okay, come here. Here's why. Maybe in the room a little bit more. He's closer to their age, obviously. Played not too long ago. I mean, Eric Staal is 40 years old right now. You know, he can go in the locker room and maybe relate to players and what they're thinking and bring that to Kevin Adams, something like that. That would be kind of his role, I would think. And then you have Jarmo Kekalainen, who it seems like his role is more of a, going to lean on a person here who's done this before, who's been there before, been a general manager in this league, has had some success, no, not winning a Stanley Cup necessarily, but has had success helping another franchise and team that's in some ways similar to the Buffalo Sabres in a city where it might be a little tougher to get free agents, but they've done that. And they had some success on the ice. Maybe a bit of overachieving success, even I'd say at times with Columbus over the years that he was there. And he's going to be the guy that maybe can help with understanding, you know, different viewpoints on how to approach certain situations or players or agents or whatever it is. That's how I envision it. I think the question, though, the big question I want to get from you here at 803-0550 is simple. Does it matter? Does it matter to you? Really, that's where I am with this and what I want to know. Does it matter to you on how you feel about the Buffalo Sabres? I'd like to get your thoughts on this because it's kind of a vibe check with the Sabres right now. Are you so down the... I did this maybe a few months ago. It might have been during the middle of the season. Might have been during the 13-game winless streak. It might have been right when the season was ending, whenever. I don't remember the exact time. I did a show, and we talked about like your love for the Sabres and how much it has waned because of what's gone on. And I think what I learned is, and this wasn't surprising to me, we talked about this. You still love the Sabres. We all do. We love the Sabres here in Buffalo. It's a hockey town. And even though that you might be disappointed, upset, you're still there with them. It doesn't mean you're necessarily going to every game like you used to. It doesn't mean you're buying every piece of merchandise like you used to. Like the way in which you support them might be different. And even support might be a weird word, right? But the love and the passion you have for the Sabres and for hockey is still very, very evident. So anytime they make a move, that matters on the ice or off the ice, you're there for it. Now, the way you used to be there for it back, you know, 15 years ago is way different than now. Back then it was, okay, is this what's going to help us get a Stanley Cup? Now it's, yeah, does it really matter? We're just trying to make the playoffs. Can they even do that? Can they get out of their own way? And even looking at it from a maybe skeptical side, which is it doesn't matter what they do, it's not going to work because nothing works right now. Whatever decision Terry Pegula makes or Kevin Adams makes or whatever. And maybe that's where you are. I am interested, though, with the hiring, not just of Kekalainen, but Staal as well, but mainly the hiring of Jarmo Kekalainen. Like, does it do anything for you for the Sabres? Does it say, do you get to a point where you say, okay, you know what? This is something that they should have done. I'm glad they're doing it. I think that this will help Kevin Adams. It will help the organization. Or does it get you more to the point of, you know, you're just, or even, maybe not even more, does it just keep you in the same spot of apathy, I guess? Nah, doesn't matter. You know, what's the old saying from Buddy Nix? Remember Buddy Nix? Former Bills GM came on the radio one time and he said, people don't want to hear about the labor pains. They just want you to show them the baby. Something like that. I'm like, well, okay, that might be what you're thinking of here for the Buffalo Sabres. So what are they getting in a guy like Jarmo Kekalainen? Well, a guy that has been, you know, a GM in the NHL. He was, in fact, the first European general manager in the league when he was hired by the Columbus Blue Jackets. A Columbus team that, again, I would say maybe even overachieved in some years where you thought, okay, they're not going to be that good, but they wind up, you know, having a higher point total. I think he oversaw some of their better point totals, you know, while he was there at least. So I think from that standpoint, you could try to be a little bit, you know, optimistic and say maybe this is something and somebody that, you know, has seen kind of what that looks like for these teams, for a team like this. When he gets hired, I believe they come in, what does he come in 2013, I think it is. And then they make the playoffs, they miss for a couple of years, and then they go to four straight playoffs, advancing out of the first round once. Still more success than the Sabres have had. They haven't even been there. And throughout that time, they still weren't there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So what does it do for you, if anything? 803-0550 is the number to call. Also today, going to talk at 10:30 with Sal Marana. Now, I know that I think the guys had Sal on Friday, but because last Monday was Memorial Day. We didn't have Sal on. So did a little check before the Yankees-Dodgers series. And now coming out of the Yankees-Dodgers series and the rest of baseball and where we're at. And I texted Sal yesterday, hey, you good for tomorrow at 10:30? He's like, yeah, lots to vent about. So I can't wait for that. But then the Yankees went out and actually held off the sweep from the LA Dodgers. Just a little while ago, I finished watching Jessica Pegula's round of 16 match. She actually wound up losing. She was up one set to none and lost two sets in a row to a woman from France who was unranked and, like, in fact, I think ranked in the world like three something. Part of the reason was this particular woman had a ACL injury last year and she missed a year, but still, first time Jessica has actually lost to an unranked player at the French Open. It's not her best surface, clay surface. It was a fantastic match though. A lot of drama. In fact, it lasted like 2.5 hours. I got up this morning, started watching it before 7 a.m. and it just ended a little while ago before I got on the radio here. But she is now out. That was the round of 16. She is third ranked in the world. I don't know if that will impact her world rankings. It probably will. She might drop down a couple of spots in the world rankings. But it would have been nice to see her, you know, advance on to the quarterfinals, get in the top eight. But that's not going to happen this year. So, Jessica, if you were paying attention this morning or knew that she was playing or, you know, maybe you had to go to work or whatever, she is now out of the French Open for 2025. And give Lois Boisson is how you say her name. Give her a lot of credit. She played a great match, especially after losing the first set. Jess was in control, like 6-3. And then second set, just kind of back and forth, didn't go her way. Third set, she actually had control, 4 games of 3. Then she didn't win another game after that and lost 6-4. And there were some massive, incredible points, by the way. TNT is where it was, if you didn't watch it. No, Rob, I did not say 50s in June is not too bad. I did not say that. So I don't know what you particularly heard, but thank you, Rob, for tweeting me. I love you, but lowering the standards. That is not what I said whatsoever. I said it was a pretty, I didn't even know, nothing close to that. Sorry, Rob. It's Monday. It's Monday for everybody, Rob, so I'll chalk it up to you for that. No, 50s in June is terrible. I hate it. It should be warmer. I want it warmer. We all need warmer weather. I want to get out and golf, but more than that, I just want to get outside and enjoy warmer weather this time of year. That's getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Did not say that whatsoever. I do want to know, though, what you think about if it's how good or bad it is from your standpoint, what the Sabres are doing or haven't done. Maybe you just feel, and I can get this from a lot of people, maybe you just feel that no matter what they do, it doesn't matter because Kevin Adams is the GM and the only thing you need is a change at general manager. Now, I would say in a lot of cases, and this probably is one of them, when you have somebody like a Jarmo Kekäläinen, who's been a GM in the league, who now gets hired kind of to be over your shoulder a bit, it gets a little tougher, you know, if there's a little pressure, I guess, even more pressure on a guy like Kevin Adams, knowing that somebody's right there. But we all know that Terry Pegula and Kevin Adams have a good relationship. He's held on to him, what, for this long? He's been in his position. He's the 9th longest tenured GM, I believe, in the NHL, is what I read today. So what does it matter, if anything, to you at 803-0550? The NHL draft is coming up on June 27th and 28th. So later this month, where it's hopefully not 50 degrees, Rob, because I hate it when it's this 50 degrees in June. June 27th and 28th. And then, of course, just a few days later, you have July 1st. And by then, by the draft, by that day, hopefully we'll get some resolution and know what's happening with Bo Byram, with J.J. Paterka. I heard the guys this morning, Jeremy and Joe, talking about J.J. Paterka and asking Paul about how this summer's going to play out. Paul, which he'll be on at 11 a.m., Paul says he doesn't see an offer sheet coming for J.J. Paterka simply because that's not what happens in the NHL. And you did get a couple of them last year. I think for the most part that's true. But I would also say with this particular player, there was a lot of smoke at the trade deadline with J.J. Paterka. A lot. And I know that's people that weren't necessarily credible, reliable, whatever. I get that. But it just seemed like his name was out there, and it wasn't just a Frank Saravelli who, you know, might have gotten it wrong. It was also I think Elliot Friedman had him listed on possible deal, like on his list, basically, Pierre LeBrun, whoever it was. But his name was out there. Like, there was a lot. It just seemed like there was a lot of smoke. And I do wonder if there's a team out there that wants to make that type of offer. And even if not, I don't think that's the full question on J.J. Paterka. I think part of the equation and question about J.J. Paterka is also, do the Sabres feel like they want to pay him, or do they want to trade him to a team that is willing to pay him something else, even if it's not the type of offer sheet offer, because the Sabres need to flip some depth, have a little bit more on the blue line or somewhere else. Like, that's part of the question too. Then you have the Bo Byram situation, and he's going to be an RFA. He is an RFA. What happens with him? Does he get moved? Do the Sabres pay him? There are questions. Someone pointed out to me the other day that, and I think Paul has said this too, if they do wind up like just kind of qualifying and signing their RFAs, they're a lot closer to the cap than people realize. I still don't think they're in any danger. They can go out there and they can make some moves here, and they can, you know, sign some of these guys to extensions, and they can maybe even bring in some free agents. There's always things you can do. They're pretty low right now when it comes to, you know, salary cap and the floor and the cap overall. But yeah, once you start adding those up and those salaries, yes, that's what's going to, it is going to start to eat into that. So we'll see what happens with the Sabres. But by then, you think that a guy like Eric Staal, I'm sure, to me, like I said, going back to what I said earlier, probably doing his work on what free agents the Sabres might want to bring here. Is that a bigger name? I mean, I know everybody talks about Mitch Marner. I don't know. Is it possible? Sure. Johnny Gaudreau went to Columbus while Jarmo Kekäläinen was the GM. And people didn't think that people were pretty stunned when that happened. So maybe. That's what I think the Eric Staal role is, though. Which is basically, hey, get a feel for some of these guys in the room now, our current guys. And when there's a free agent, maybe make a phone call or two. Tell them why Buffalo would be a spot to play. You were here for a cup of coffee. You came here now as a member of the front office. And you can sell that. Maybe that's what he wants, what his role is. And then Jarmo Kekäläinen can be somebody that Kevin Adams can lean on when it comes to actually doing the hockey business. 803-0550 if you want to jump on board. Speaking of hockey, we have the NHL Stanley Cup Finals beginning. Final. Stanley Cup Final, right? I always get that right. One's the final and one is the finals.
It's the Stanley Cup final, and then the NBA is like kind of almost trademarked the finals. So that's why they don't like mixing them up. That's why it's called the Stanley Cup Final. I don't understand it, but that's what I've always been told.
Right. I think that's about right, but it is true. It is called the final with no S. When in the NBA, it's called the finals, and everywhere else it's called the finals. But that begins, I believe, Wednesday night? Wednesday night, I believe, is the first game.
Yes, for the Stanley Cup final, yes.
Wednesday at 8 p.m. That is Panthers at Oilers. Oilers have home ice. So it'll be at the Oilers for two, at the Panthers in Florida for two. Then, if there's a game five, back in Edmonton, game six back in Florida, game seven back in Edmonton. Of course, last year, Edmonton was down 3-0. And that was in Florida, game seven. They went back. They came back 3-0. They came back to tie the series. And then they lost it in game seven. Mike in Colorado wants to chime in. He's up first. Hi, Mike. Go ahead. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Yes. Good morning. I mean, this whole situation, you have... Yeah, they basically brought in two guys to be babysitters for the so-called guy in charge. I don't understand the mindset and the money being put into this. I mean, I don't know what he's making, Adams is making, but I imagine it's millions a year, or, you know, somewhere in that area. I mean, from what I understand, the Sabres didn't even spend to the cap this last year. I mean, money should be spent elsewhere for this team.
I don't think money's an issue here. I don't know why money, like money for the GM and assistant GM.
I remember when I was 6 years old, and this was back right when they first started in 70. I was 6 years old, listening to the game, and every so often they'd have one on TV. But, I mean, this whole situation, it's like, I just don't understand the mindset behind it. And maybe you can clear that up to me, but I don't want to make excuses for this. There's no more excuses for this franchise anymore. It's been
well. I'll try to clear one thing. I'll try to, Mike. You got me? Do you have me, Mike? I tried to chime in. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. So yeah, I don't think money has anything. I don't know what money would have to do with the assistant GM. They're not making all this money. There's a different. There's no cap on executives or coaches. So money shouldn't have anything to do with that. I don't think they're taking and spending money on Jarmo Kekalainen versus, you know, Eric Staal. That it comes out of, I mean, I guess at the overall, you know, cash flow, I guess, but that shouldn't matter. What should matter here is what it matters to the on-ice product, right? And I don't disagree with you that, you know, hey, it's been a long time. You go back 1970, sure. I mean, I grew up the same way in late 70s, early 80s, my first, you know, experience with Sabres hockey, and, you know, we're all right there. You want them to get back to a lot of those days, but I don't think money has anything to do with kind of what's going on in the front office versus what's going on the ice right now at all. Tony in Buffalo. Hi, Tony. You're on WGR.
Hey, what's up, Sal? Kind of going to play both sides of this, man, because I am someone who has, for the most part, checked out on the Sabres. But that doesn't mean, as someone who, you know, follows professional sports closely, that I'm going to just ignore what I have, you know, seen with my own eyes through the years, and that is that competent front office people matter. All right. I'm not going to draw a parallel with the Bills, but, you know, because Bean certainly wasn't babysat. But, you know, from the beginning almost with Bean, it was Shane and Gain. You know, he always surrounded himself with competent people that I think also mattered in the decision-making processes. And if there are competent people now in the building that weren't there last off season, in this critical off season, I do think overall the franchise will be better served in the short and long term.
All right, thanks. Good call, Tony. I appreciate it. And you're right about that. Brandon Bean, he did surround himself with you know, people like that. And we've always seen the way that the Sabres operate, though. That's not how they normally go about it. So it goes back to the call that Mike made a little while from Colorado. It's not about the money, Mike, for the front office people. The Sabres just have always had a philosophy, I think. We're not even talking about a vice president of hockey operations, or a president, I should say, of hockey operations. That's just something they don't believe in. We're not even talking about that to that level of, you know, spending in the front office. Just to hire advisors, guys, people to help out. There hasn't been a lot of that that's gone on. It's really been kind of very linear between the owner and the GM. Good call. Thanks a lot. Good start today. We'll take a timeout. Sal Marinaro coming up. Pinstripe People's his newsletter. We're going to talk a little baseball and the Bills, of course, because Sal covers the Bills. And the Bills have OTAs. Back at it this week. Tomorrow, back to OTAs in Orchard Park for a media session. So we'll get with Sal on baseball and the Bills after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.